The state's legislative council adopted an updated sexual and other workplace harassment policy. The committee approved the measure unanimously. The new 6-page sexual harassment policy includes a more thorough definition of harassment than the 18-year-old 1-page policy. It also provides more details on how to report harassment, sets out a timeline for investigations, and it allows for independent investigations of alleged harassment by legislators. The council adopted a separate professional workplace conduct policy. It prohibits a variety of behavior. The policy bars legislators or supervisors from having consensual sex with their employees. It also bans conduct that creates an offensive workplace. And it prohibits disruptive behavior, including, quote, waving hands, arms, or fists, end quote. Wasilla Republican Representative David Eastman says he's concerned the workplace conduct policy could prevent lawmakers from asking hard questions.
There are a lot of things that are subjective that this policy touches on.
Eagle River Republican Senator Anna McKinnon says the policy is an improvement. Until now, the legislature hasn't had a policy on conduct separate from the harassment policy.
There were opportunities for clarity for both staff and legislators in understanding what is a safe and professional workplace environment.
The legislature decided to revisit the harassment policy last year. Legislators cited concerns both inside the Capitol and nationally in seeking the review. Representative Dean Westlake of Kiana resigned in December due to sexual harassment allegations, and Representative Zach Fansler of Bethel resigned in February after a woman alleged he attacked her.